We're going to go tomorrow.
That's okay. It's in my office, but okay. So, oh. Shalom Moshe. So the Gemara says that we make a bracha on mugmar, on incense, and you make the bracha mishatala timraso. So what exactly is the chiddush, or what did Rabbi Zeira think? So could be, and we'll elaborate upon this a little bit later, that maybe the havamina of the Gemara was it's like a birchos hashavach. And when it comes to many birchos hashavach, you make the bracha after you see it or you experience it or the like, right? And therefore, the havamina was that maybe you should smell it and then make the bracha. You should be on the birchos hashavach on the experience that you just had. Kamash Malan, no. And the Kamash Malan might be that this is actually a Birkas Hananin, like other Birchos Hananin. There's an interesting question, which we're going to see again and again in the Shir today, many different applications, the degree to which we say that this is the same or related to Brachos on Ochlin or not. Lemashal, Tosfos has two deos, what to do if you don't know what bracha to make on a particular type of reyach. One opinion is you make a barimini b'samim, and one opinion is that you make a shahakol niyeh b'dvaro. It could be that that question relates back to this point. The view in Tosfos that you make a shahakol sees one broad sugya of birkas hananin, which includes birkas reyach, and since we said when it comes to shahakol, you make that bracha anytime you don't know what to do, so that includes reyach. The other opinion that says bar yinei b'samim doesn't necessarily have to say this is a different parsha, but he might. He might say that there's two parshios. Alternatively, Reb Zeira held that there's no iser lehanos ve'ol mazeh below bracha when it comes to birkas reyach. In fact, as we'll see shortly, this is actually the view of the tzlach, though it's against almost all the Rishonim. And the reason why we make the bracha before we eat is because it's asa lahanos. In other words, maybe even by birkas achila. Why don't we taste it and see how delicious it is, and we'll make a bracha. So the answer might be because it's asa lahanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. So Reb Zeira held that there's no iser lahanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha when it comes to reyach. So therefore, it would be better to smell it first and then make the bracha. The Tzlach, as I said, even concludes that Lamaskana, there's no Isser, Lahanos Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. He's medayik it from the Gemara, because the Gemara Namad Beis asks, why is it, what's the source for Birkas HaReach? And the Gemara answers, Kol Neshama Talol Ka, and Ezu Davar Sha Neshama Nana Mimenu. Why didn't it go back to this Svara from the beginning of the parak of Asar Lahanos Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha? It's a Svara. So the Tzlach is all you see from here, that Svara isn't true. As we'll see shortly, the Rishonim don't learn that way, but at least to understand what the Havamina of the Gemara is, why you would think that you should first smell it and then make the bracha, as opposed to Birkas Hananin, where you first make the bracha and then you taste it, that might explain the Havamina. So those are two ways to understand the Havamina. Again, our question was, what's the Havamina of the Gemara that unlike brachos on food, where you make the bracha before you eat it, when it comes to reyach, you should first smell it and then make the bracha. Either the havamina is because it's like a birkas hashavach, or the havamina is that there's no iser lehanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha when it comes to reyach. Kamash malan, no, that it is like brachos on food and not a birkas hashavach, and there is an iser lehanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. And that's why the Gemara says, just like by bread you make the bracha first, so too by besamim. And therefore, since even though you didn't have hana yet, since daite aruche, you would have to make a bracha. Now it is interesting because there is no maybe going back to the havamina. So there is no gazel l'chora by reyach, right? Why? Because you're not mechala. You don't use up the thing that that was there. If you're if you're making incense, you can't stop me from smelling your incense. Likewise, there's no me'ila, which is again, you know, if you go back to the Isser for Birchas Hananin, where being eating food without a bracha is like gezel, it's like me'ila. So that would explain the havamina, right? There's no me'ila. The Gemara Pesachim Chaf Av Amud Aleph Kol Umara Vereyach Ein Ba Mishum Me'ila. So again, that's why there's a havamina that it would be mutter to first smell and then make the bracha. So l'chora, what Kamash Malan, we learn from Kol Neshama Tal El Ka that even Birkas Hareyach is like, is we say Aser Lehanos Be'olam Hazeh V'lo Bracha, at least in a place where the Chachamim were mitzaveh to make a bracha. We will see, actually, that there are many times where you are nene from Reyach and you don't make a bracha. And it could be that the pshat is, you know, does that mean that there's no Iser Lehanos Be'olam Hazeh V'lo Bracha for Reyach, right? Let's say it's incidental smell and things that are not intended for smelling. So we'll see, sure, soon, if the Gemara says you don't make such a bracha, you don't make a bracha on such a smell. So what happened to Aser Lahanos Melam Zeb Lo Bracha? So if you learn, like the Tzlach, that there is no Aser Lahanos Melam Zeb Lo Bracha for Reyach, so then fine, it makes a lot of sense. But as I said, the Rishonim don't learn like that. So what are you going to say? So the answer is that if going back to the first shiur, I think, or the first couple of shiur in this parak, we saw that even by Ochel, there's really only an Aser Lahanos Melam Zeb Lo Bracha b'makom that you're chayiv to make a bracha. Right? Let's say for Onain, we paskin, the Marsha, notwithstanding his Anvana of Rashbam, right? We paskin that an Onain doesn't make brachos. Aye, but if it's really an Isser, if it's Gazel, an Onain can't steal, can't do Be'ila. Elamai, no. The pshat is that when you're chayiv to make a bracha, it's Aser Lehanos Beli Bracha. So too, there are certain cases which we'll have to delineate. Where they weren't mechayiv v'birkas hareach, so memela, where they weren't mechayiv v'birkas hareach, and there's no aser lahanos from that reach. But where they were mechayiv v'birkas hareach, then the maskana is, according to the Rishonim, that there is an iser. Sort of a interesting parenthetical question. So our Gemara talks about mugmar. So why don't you make a bracha on smoking? How do you make a bracha on smoking? So let's assume that you really enjoy the smell of smoke. And this actually could be a question both for the smoker and for somebody else, right? So let's say I have a cousin who smokes a pipe. I don't know. I think it really smells good. Not everybody agrees with me, but I think it really smells good, his smoke. So should I make a bracha on smoking? So obviously, we should go without saying that it's usher to smoke. And therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha on smoking. But let's for now, we'll say, well, what about 100 years ago, where they thought it was healthy to smoke, it was good for digestion, right? Some of the posts can say, yeah, you might not like to smoke, but it's a good idea anyway. So, okay, so let's imagine somebody, you know, we'll leave out that side of the equation. So there are a couple of possibilities which we'll throw out now. And as we go through the sugya, we'll see if they make sense. One thing to consider is maybe it's ein bo mamish. We'll see the position of the Ritva and the Rambam is that you don't make a bracha on the smell that has no mamish. Now, what do you mean? Smoking doesn't have mamish. Of course it has. The Rambam's example for it is, why do you make a bracha? Somebody went ahead and they perfumed their clothing. So why do you make a bracha when you smell it? Ein bo mamish. All there is reyach. There's no mamish. There's no actual incense, spice or the like. Well, over here, there is the tobacco, but the truth is you don't smell the tobacco because the tobacco that's not burnt doesn't have any smell. And the tobacco that's already burnt is gone. See, then you'll say, well, then you should never make a bracha on mugmar. So the answer is that the Ritva explains that, no, when you're burning at least some types of incense, The incense is still around, and through the smoke, you smell it. But over here, it's a bit different, because over here, by tobacco, maybe, I don't know the metzias, you'd have to be mevar, but it's so thin that as soon as it's burnt up, it's gone. So this tobacco, the smoke that you're smelling, even if you enjoy it, is ein bo mamish. Okay, that's something to consider. That's one possibility. The L'chor Rashi disagrees on our sugya. Sounds like even by Mugmar, you would make a bracha even if it's kala, if it's ikaru kala. Maybe another possibility is because it's badar chapeh. That's true only for the smoker, though. It's not true for the bystander. It might not even be true for the smoker. Another answer, and this is something we'll talk a lot about soon, which is, what's the ikar hana? This is more relevant for the smoker. Why does the person smoke? He doesn't smoke because it smells good. He smokes because he gets a high, or because the nicotine makes him feel good, or whatever it is. The reyach is tafel. So this brings us to the question of, let's say, the brach on fruits, right? So if you pick up a fruit only to smell, then you make a bracha. L'achila u'lahariach, so that's a big discussion in the poskim. What if you're mechavin lahariach? What if it's incidental, then for sure you don't make a bracha on the fruit. So if the smell is incidental, which is typically true for the smoker at the very least, right? The reason why he's doing it is to get the whatever sensation you get from smoking, right? And incidentally, he might enjoy the smell. But if he's not mechavin lahariach, then for sure doesn't get a bracha. What if you are mechavin lahariach? So that has to be considered, right? That's a big machlokas by fruit. The Magen Avraham Lamaisa is actually misopic about this point. Magen Avraham Simen Reish Yud Sif Katan Tes writes that Sarach Ian, he's talking there about poletes, but he's saying, what about tobacco smoking? The chosen upoltinoso, that's sort of interesting the way he looked at it. They like you inhale and then you blow it out. Sarach Ian idami latoi mupolech, ain sarach bracha. Right? If you eat food and you spit it out, you don't make a bracha. So maybe since you're spitting out the smoke, you shouldn't make a bracha. Odil madom el reyach. Certainly here at the Kavachom, you should make a bracha. The Magen Avraham leaves off with the Tzarchi. And the Mishnah Berurah, though, over here, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, says that despite the suffix of the Magen Avraham, we paskin, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah, though, doesn't tell you why. Archa Shulchan has a theory, which isn't so obvious. He says that there's two aspects of the smoke. This is in Simon Reish Tazayin Sif Gimel in the Archa Shulchan. There's two aspects of the smoke. Yadua she'ikar davar ze lo nase b'shvil reicho hatov. Right, that's true. People don't smoke because it smells good. V'adarabba hu chazak umar. It's bad smelling. Ad she'yisharbi b'nei adam uv'yichud nashim she'en yicholin lisbol. People hate the smell of smoke. It's dumka. People smoke because it's good for digestion. Okay. He says that there's two things. There's the bad smoke, which is bad smelling, and then there's this second smell, which is just coming to be megarish, the bad smell. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. Now, the truth is, there's a machlokas rishonim, if you make a bracha when you have a lahavir hazuama, but your nene, whether you make a bracha or not, he's taking for granted, which is probably the way we paskin, that when something's lahavir hazuama, even if you're mechavin lahariach, you don't make a bracha, and that's what he's saying over here. So that's his theory, but it's a little, not a pashut theory, because that there's these two smells and one is getting over the other one. It's just one thing and I like it, right? Somebody told me they asked a certain Rav, Chashav Posek, it was a question answer session, and somebody else asked them, if you're in Washington Heights, you go outside and you enjoy the smell, let's say, you're Machavin Lahariach, make a bracha. That's what he paskin, you should make a bracha. Zarach HaShulchan would say he's wrong. Zarach HaShulchan would say, no, that's like the good smell overpowering the bad smell.
Is marijuana different than...
I think he's assuming that it's the same. I don't know. But I don't know if we'd be able to justify the metzias of the Aruch HaShulchan anyway. There's not two smells, I don't think. Some people don't like the smell. The Ksav Sofer was a little masupik. He writes, the Ksav Sofer, the Maharam Benet, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer's father, used to always have a cup of water when he smoked to potter the cigarette. So not everybody was so mesupik. But I think that we will see. I don't know why I'm doing this first. We should have done this at the end of this year. So I apologize for going out of order. We will see that according to some Rishonim, and this is the Pesach of the Chazon Ish, that the only time you ever make a bracha on Reyach is when it's designated as for smelling. That's the Pshat in the Gemara by the Lagamer Sakelim on Daf Nun Gimel Mad Aleph. It's only when something is designated for smelling. And who designates it? The owner. So therefore, for the owner, the reason why they're smoking is not because it smells good. The reason is they're smoking is because what? It's because they get high or they feel good or whatever it is, or it's cool, or they have an addiction and they feel sick if they don't smoke. Whatever it is, they're not smoking because of the smell. So what about me? Enjoy the secondhand smoke. I think it smells delicious. Yeah, but I am not the Bailam. The Bailam are Koveya, what it is. And therefore, according to that view, according to the Chazon Ish, it's very pashut why not only the smoker doesn't smoke, doesn't smell, and even the Chazon Ish thinks, even if you're Mechavan L'Reyach, it doesn't make a difference. He paskins like Tosis against the Rosh. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's very easy to understand why there's no bracha for smoking. Okay, so I'll tell you another interesting, and again, I apologize, we're talking about the like Lamaisa Shilas before we do the Rishonim. We're not going out of order. It's my bad. But since we're at it, somebody asked me the following Shila. It's a funny Shila. There they use a lavender oil diffuser in order to get their kid to sleep. What's a lavender oil diffuser? So lavender oil diffusers are, lavender oil smells good. Now we'll talk about brachas and oil shortly, but let's assume lavender oil is tone of bracha. Figure out which bracha is it. Isvei besamim, is it boi shemen arev? We'll see. But let's assume it needs a bracha. And it takes it, you mix it with water and it diffuses it. It turns into a mist, sort of like a cold mist humidifier, right? So he wants to know, should you make a bracha? So it's a similar type of shaila, right? Because here, what's the ikar kavana? To get his kids to fall asleep, right? And you also happen to enjoy it. So according to Chazon Ish, it's pashut, there's no bracha. Could also be that this is ein lo ikar, because even though there is that oil that is inside the machine, that oil can't be smelled, and the oil that's being spread out is already ein lo ikar. So according to the Rambam, you also wouldn't make a bracha. But on the other hand, if you follow the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like the Rosh, then if you're mechavin lahariach, you make a bracha, even if that's not what the ikar is omid for. So it's more of a shaila. Happens to be in this case, he told me that he doesn't know if he likes the smell in the first place. So it's probably going to be okay. There's another theory, thought very interesting, that the Ra'ah has The Ra'a says that that Hechsher Kli lo chashiv hanas b'nei Adam begufan shal b'nei Adam. As he wants to know why we don't make a bracha on when you're legamer sakelim to perfume the kelim, if the kavanah is for reich tov, what's the difference? It's not just lahavir azuama, and he says that yeah, but you're not doing it bishvil atashi kanes reich legufo, right? You want the beggar to be mezuham. So what about over here? Your hana is, your kavana is, again, for the kids to go to sleep, but it's tricky because they go to sleep by the reyach being nechnas laguf. So maybe it's not not comparable. What are you going to say?
Let me keep saying that the Rambam is similar to the Ritva. Are we going to get, I mean, is it so pashut the Rambam holds exactly like the Ritva?
No, it's not pashut. The Rambam and the Ritva both hold to the idea that reyach she'enol ikar in v'marchanolav, right? The Rambam is in Perek Tes Halacha Ches. By Lagam Esa Caleb.
But the earlier Rambam, the Aleph mm-hmm. or Beis, that is, sounds not like it before.
So we have to figure out the Rambam. Yeah, correct. They're similar in the sense that they both hold of this Yesod.
Just to varying degrees.
Perhaps. Well, the question is, what's the getter, right? And by the way, that idea relates to the idea that we were saying before, that you need a Chafza, right? But now let's go back. Now let's actually, now that we talked about some of the fun hack, let's go back to the basics of Yom. So I said before that the Tzlach is medayik from the Gemara that requires a special bracha for Birkas HaReach, Kol Neshama Ta'alol Ka, that you see from here that you need that there's no Isser Lahanos Me'olam Hazeh below bracha. Otherwise, we don't need this. So Lachora, the Raya isn't a very strong Raya in the first place because we don't have Hana'os on every single, we don't have a bracha on every single Hana. There are lots of Hana'os that we don't make a bracha on, like Sicha, for example. Take a good shower, Geshmak. Mm. You hear a beautiful voice. Ah, so much, such a pleasure, right? There's no bracha. We don't have a bracha on every type of Hana. So just because there's a concept of Asa Lohanas Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha doesn't mean that it should automatically apply to Reach. So the Gemara wants to know, how do I know that this Hana requires a Bracha? And the Gemara answers, I'll show you why, because Ka Neshama Ta'alol Ka. That's the idea. So L'maskan of the Gemara, it might very well be that there is a Isser Lahanos Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. And as I mentioned before, this is the view of the Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph writes, Kashem she'aser la'adam lehanos b'machal o v'mashke kodem bracha, kach aser lo lehanos b'reach tov kodem bracha. It's kashem, just like it's aser to eat without a bracha, so too you can't smell without a bracha. V'ketem b'varech l'reach tov, and he tells you the halachos. Also, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he writes, U'medivrei sofrim l'varech al kol machal t'chila v'achar kach yana mimenu. Once again, the Rambam emphasizes that the Isser Lahanos Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha applies to Reich as well. This is also view of Rabbeinu Yonah, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Bedapi Arif, by what the Gemara says that you're Mevarech Ala Mugmar, and our Gemara says one person makes the Bracha for everybody. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, this is even if they bring it in the middle of the meal. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, 1 second, isn't that a sakana, like the Gemara said earlier? At least that's the way the Yerushalmi read it. Right? If they say amen in the middle of the meal, right? That's why by wine, we say that everybody should make their own bracha for wine that's brought in the middle of the meal. So why is it that one person makes a bracha of mugmar for everybody? And he says, yeah, that's why when somebody makes the bracha on a mugmar, you shouldn't say amen, because you might choke. But that's better than the other possibility that there'll be nana me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, right? He writes, "Shem ayinu omrim shivarech kol echad ve'echad hayushoim harbe ad shirichu oso." What's going to happen? They're not going to make the bracha right away. They might take a couple of sniffs before they actually get around to making the bracha. V'nimtza shehayunenin me'olam b'la bracha. So you have to make sure that they don't get hana. So he also agrees with the Rambam. The Maram Chalava, Psachim, Chafem and Beis, writes explicitly, Asim Elam Azeb Lo Bracha applies to Reyach. And therefore, even though Rava says, Rei Chalav Milsehi, that's by Davar She'ein Darko L'Hariach. But if it's Kavin L'Hariach Yerchayev, and the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos, Perak Dalet Halach Aleph, says the same thing, more or less like the Lashon of the Rambam, Kishem She'adam Chayev L'Varech Medivrei Sofrim, Al Hanas Achila V'Shtia, Kein Chayev L'Varech Al Hanas Reyach Tov. Now, an interesting question is, why is Reyach different than all the other Hanos? In other words, having established that there are some Hanos that you don't make a bracha on, like Sicha, so why is Reyach like Achila and not like the other Hanos? So the Ramban on Nun Beis Amud Aleph answers this question. There are not many Rambans in the Brachos, but this is one of them. Ah, you found it. So the Ramban writes, Nirali the birchas ha'or eina birchas, but shalo tiknu brach, he's, the context here is the bracha of Bar Mirayesh, which he thinks isn't a birchas hananin. And he writes, shalo tiknu bracha behana'os she'enan nechnasos l'gof. That's the idea we saw before in the Ra'ah. That there's only a bracha on hana that's nechnas l'gof. So that's why he says you don't make a bracha on rechitza. Right? Or certainly singing, even sicha, right? Because even though we know by Hilchos Yom Kippur, and we say sicha is kishtia, our Shabbos, peyvav amud aleph, as we saw last year, it's not so pashut that zvanish kachila, right? The machlokas rishonim we saw about rubbing chelav. So lemaisa, that's what the Ramban writes. We make that. When do we say asul lanas melam azev lo bracha? That is by a hana that's nichnas lagof, like food and like a smell. And that's similar to the idea that we saw by the Ra'ah, by the Mugmar. Fine. Now, if you take a look at Tosas of Psachim, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, it's not clear, according to him, why you don't make a bracha on Sicha Rechitza. Could be that there's some other reason why they were misakin at dafka for Reyach. What are you saying?
Is it perhaps telling on to what degree we view it as kishtia or kachila mamish or not?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it would depend a little bit on that. So, yeah. Could be. I hear. Now, if you're going to hold, like all these Rishonim that we saw, that there isn't Isser, Lahanas, Melon, Zebel, Bracha for Reyach, so then you have an interesting question. Why don't we have a Bracha Achrona? Right? And especially if you assume, you know, we saw at the beginning of the Zman that some Rishonim hold that the Machayef Bracha Rishonim and Machayef Bracha Achrona are totally different. Machayef Bracha Rishonah is also Lahanas, Melon, Zebel, Bracha, and that's a different Machayef than the Machayef Bracha Achrona. But we also saw a number of Rishonim who said, Be'etzem, it was the Mechayev, it was the same Mechayev, right? The most extreme position there was the Kesef Mishnah, who held Be'etzem, it's exactly the same, and the only reason why you make a bracha Rishon on a Kol Shehu is because you might eat a shear, right? So if so, why is it that if you think that the Mechayev for Bracha Achron is also Asa L'Hamas Me'olam Azeb Lo Bracha, why is it that there's no bracha, Bracha Achron? So Rashi Nida, Nun Beis Amud Aleph, answers that you don't make a bracha achrona on Reyach, de hana mu'etes hi. The idea of l'chora is that bracha rishona is on a kol shehu, even in a hana mu'etes, but bracha achrona, you need a shir. Midaraisa, you need svia. Midarabanan, it's less, but you need something. You need a shir, right? And if there's no, so there's no shir, it's kilu, it's always pachus mikashir. So insignificant. That's the way Rashi says it. Another answer would be, now again, that answer wouldn't work if you take the Kesef Mishnah's Mahalach, right? Because he thinks fundamentally it's the same thing for Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. So if you're going to make a bracha rishona, you should make a bracha achrona. So what would the Kesef Mishnah say? So there's another answer by the Kolbo. It's quoted by the Magen Avraham in Resh Tes Zayin Sif Katan Aleph. And he says the reason why you don't make a bracha achrona on Reyach is because it's gone. In other words, bracha achrona, you only make when you're full. V'deraisa, when you're full. V'derabanan, k'ayas, k'beitza. But l'maisa, if it's all gone, you don't make a bracha achrona, right? If I ate and now whatever satiation I got from eating is gone, I can't make a bracha achrona anymore. It doesn't stay with me. The bracha achrona you make based off of, you know, what's what you have. And reyach goes in and out, right? There's no permanence to it. It doesn't, there's no, it's not just that it's a little, that's what Rashi says, but there's no, there's by definition no shear. And therefore, you can't make a bracha achrona.
Couldn't make bracha achrona if you still weren't full?
No, you could, but because you're still got, whatever you got, you still have. Well, so it's taka, is where I hope we're going to have a chance to learn this question. It's an interesting question. What is the shear for bracha achrona when you have something very small and you're still, let's say you're still hungry, right? You have a snack. And even after you're hungry, you have a snack, but you're still hungry. What's a shear for bracha achrona, right? That, we'll talk about this in Chazon Ish, interesting shayla. That's a very tricky question to answer, because fundamentally, when you eat and then you're hungry again, then there's no bracha achrona. So we'll have to talk about that. But the point is that for reyach, it's instantaneous, right? As soon as you're done smelling, it's gone. Except if it's smoking, then it's like stuck in your lungs. But l'char, that doesn't, you don't have to make a bracha on that. Could be a nafgamina between these answers of Rashi and Akolba would be, what would be if you had a lot of hana from reyach, right? According to the Rashi, the reason why there's no bracha achrona for reyach is because you had a little hana, implying that if you had a lot of hana, then for sure, then you might make a bracha achrona. According to the Kolbo's reason, you don't make any, you never would make a bracha achrona on reyach because it doesn't stick with you. So how could you have a lot of hana? So if you remember that Magen Avraham by smoking said, kal v'chomer, you should make a bracha for smoking. Kal v'chomer kan, shagama guth nana mimenu, sharbe seveya mimenu, kemosha achal v'shasa, fills you up. Right, that's why when people quit smoking, they gain weight. I don't know if that's the reason, but anyway, whatever it is, it creates apparently a feeling, a sensation of fullness. So it's a lot of hana, he says. So then maybe according to Rashi, you would even make a bracha achrona. According to Kolbo, it wouldn't make a difference. Anyway, that's what the Sav Sofer makes, that I quoted before, has that sad, according to Rashi. According to Rashi's reasoning, maybe you should even make a bracha achrona on smoking. That doesn't have to be what Rashi means. The Taz, Sif Katan Aleph, understood the Rashi is basically saying the same thing as the Kolbo. And I think the Ksav Sofer himself says that he likes the Taz's Pshat and Rashi a little more. Nir li yoser mi perusho shel Magen Avraham, de mishum da na'asa muetas mi sam shir bein hana muetas o meruba vezu gvul nagvilo. Right, I'm going to make a decide this is enough hana. According to the Kolbo, it's very easy to understand what the shir is. So he argues that even Rashi means the same thing as the Kolbo. Just to summarize that last point, we have two reasons in the Rishonim why we don't make a bracha achrona on smoking, on smell. Rashi says because it's a little bit of hana, and the Kolbo says because it doesn't stick with you. The Magen Avraham understands that it's a machlokas, and therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, the Ksav Sofer says, well, maybe if you had a lot of hana from smoking, it was hana meruba, then you should make it not just a bracha rishona, but a bracha achrona. Whereas the Taz thinks that what the Rashi means is really the same thing as the Kolbo. So, okay, maybe we should get back to, I want to talk about the bracha on an esrog shel mitzvah. We'll get back to that a little later. It could be. Machzor kiss.
Rosh Hashanah has this before.
Oh yeah.
Before the Shabbos, before
Sukkot. Oh, the Shabbos before Sukkot. Okay, fine.
What do you think?
I don't know. I thought you were talking about Am Sukkot. Fine. We also okay. So let's talk about the bracha of Shenasan Reach Tov Beperos, right? Which the Gemara says on Amud Beis. So the Rosh writes that. That if you have spices that are ikar omed la'achila, you don't make a bracha. This is the Rosh. V'ameriach simen vav, pervav simen vav. V'ameriach bekana, mevarech asher nasan reyach tov bepri ha'adama. Kevan she'ikaro omed la'achila. He's talking here, it's at the beginning of the paragraph, he's talking about kana, like sugar cane. Remember, we did this rush when we talked about what bracha you make on sugar. Shahakol, ha'etz, hadama. But what about you smell them, these kana, you smell them. They smell good, apparently. So what bracha do you make? So maybe you would think that you should make atzei besamim, right? That's really what they should be, right? The Gemara says anything that has a hard stock makes atzei besamim. So that's the bracha you should make. So the Rosh says, no, because what do you use sugar cane primarily for? Eating. So he doesn't say you don't make a bracha. He says, therefore, you should make the bracha of nasan reach tov bepri ha'adama. Okay, we don't have the Gemara bracha in Shas. We have beperos. But that's he assumes peros means pri ha'etz for some reason. So the correct bracha would be shenasan reach tov bepri ha'adama. That's what the Rosh writes. It's interesting, when the Torah quotes this Rosh, he just says beperos, he leaves out hadama. But anyhow, so that's what he says. He says that anything that's basically ikar omed l'achila, you don't make the bracha of atzei besamim or isvei besamim, you'd make the bracha of shenasin reach tov beperos. So this comes up a lot. Let's say the bracha on cinnamon. What bracha would you make on cinnamon? Would you make the bracha of atzei besamim? Bari atzei besamim? That's what you'd think. According to the Rosh Lechora, you should make nasan reach tov beperos. Why? It's ikar omed lachila. That's why people, right? Most cinnamon is not used for smelling. It's used for cooking, for eating. And even bari mine besamim wouldn't necessarily work for the Rosh. There are some Rishonim. The Torah says that bari mine besamim works for everything. For the Rosh, it's not clear that that would be true. Because it could be that the Rosh's objection to bore atzei besamim, what's wrong with saying bore atzei besamim if ikaro omed l'achila? So what? So it's ikaro omed l'achila. So I'll still say bore atzei besamim, right? So could be because the term bore is inappropriate because bore, if the main hana of this food is for eating, so then you shouldn't call it bore. Bore is relevant, perhaps, the Rosh doesn't explain why he doesn't like bore, but it could be that he doesn't like bore because that's it wasn't created for this, as it were. It's created for eating. And so you shouldn't say bore atzei besamim. You would say hanosin reach tov beperos. Maybe that's the reason the Rosh, he doesn't say, could be. So, l'chora, you know, likewise, I don't know, let's say mint. Let's say you smelled mint. So again, you would say bore anosim reach tov beperos, right? Because mint is usually used for tea or eating, consumption, not for smelling. Now, not everybody agrees with this Rosh. The Mordechai quotes the Maharam. Mordechai is Kuf Mem Zayin, quotes the Maharam, who says, no, ankana v'kinamon, you make bore atzei besamim. He says he agrees that on an egos you say no sein riach tov beperos, but not for cinnamon. And the Rosh, the Torah quotes this, kasavod. I'm reading the Torah. Areach kana v'kinamin v'kiyote b'hem mevarich bori atzei besamim. That's the view of the Maharam. Tadoni avi Rosh kasav shenasan riach tov beperos kemen shikar la'achila havikasrog. So what's the logic of the Maharam? Why is it that by egos he says nosin riach tov beperos, but for cinnamon he says atze besamim? So the Beis Yosef writes, v'nira sha'atam shehu mechalik bein birkas reach de egos lebirkas reach de kane mishum demash malay de egos hu ikar pri the kane v'kinnamin einam ikar pri. What does that mean? First of all, he's saying that the cinnamon tree, there's another pre. It's not, this isn't the ikar, right? What is it? I don't know. There are berries that grow on the cinnamon tree of sorts. That's the ikar pre. So since this isn't the ikar pre, then you make atze besamim. That's the logic of the Maharam, as opposed to the Rosh, who says you could make anosin reach tov beperos. That's what the Prisha explains, that the Beis Yosef means, that there are some other fruits that grow on this. Lulei that, I would have said that the reason for the Mordechai is that they're not peros. It's wood, right? Cinnamon is made from the bark of a tree. Kana is a cane. It's not a pre. The reason for the Maharam, and I think if you look at the Lashon of the Maharam, it sounds this way, not the way the Beis Yosef understands it. I'm not sure why the Beis Yosef read it this way. But the Iker, what I thought was what the Mordechai meant, what the Maharam meant, was that when something is a pre, like the nut, so then you make a nosin reach tov beperos. If it's not a pre, so then you make atze besamim or isve besamim. If it's an eitz, then you make atze besamim. If it's a asev, you make isve besamim. That's the way I understood the Maharam. And the Rosh is saying, no, anytime the ikar hanav, this is by achila, then we consider this a pre, and therefore you make nosin reach tov beperos. Okay? So we have two ways to understand the Maharam, right? Either the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Maharam, which is you don't make nosin reach tov beperos because there's some other fruit here that's the ikar, or the way I'm suggesting, the way it sounds like from the Mordechai, is because it's not a pre. So how do we paskin? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tazayin Beis, paskins that kanila, which the Mishnah Berurah says is cinnamon, and clove, which is cloves, you make hanosin reach tov beperos. So who's he paskining like? The Rosh, right? Cinnamon and cloves are primarily eaten, and therefore the bracha is nosin reach tov beperos. Now, there's a little tricky thing, because then if you look at Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says stira, it says that you make a bracha of nosin atze besamim on cinnamon, right? Al kinnamin shehu ur hindi, or ud hindi. Then you make a besamim, borei atze besamim. So this is a stira. Sif base, he says cinnamon is nosin reach tov beperos. Sif gimel, it's atze besamim. So what's going on here? So you look at the gra on sif gimel by kinnamin. He says, kemosh kasav kaneh v'kinamon, right, which is a pasuk, shir ashirim, right? For those who say it, nerd v'charkom kaneh v'kinamon. That, whatever it's talking about in shir ashirim, is atze besamim. What's talking about shir ashirim? The kinamin that's also in the pitam haktoras, right? So if you say ktoras, Adam will tell us. One of them is kinamon. So kinamon is atze besamim, but cinnamon is nosin reach tov beperos. So I thought that was really strange, but it seems like it's true. The machzik bracha sif katan vav says that the cinnamon in sif beis is cinnamon that's rai lachila, and the kinamon in sif gimel is from the samane aktores, which is eitz b'alma. So apparently, and I haven't figured out the metzias about this exactly, but it seems that there's two types of cinnamon, but what's more relevant, in other words, practically, is any type of, since we pass in like the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch writes, anytime you have a spice that's primarily used for eating, for cooking, for eating, so then the bracha is nosin reach tov beperos. And it doesn't matter, as the Taz points out, if there's some other pre that's the ikar pre. Still, you say hanosin reach tov beperos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tazayin says, well, There are some that are mefakfik when it comes to clothes. It's a question whether they're pri or not. Now, for Ashkenazim, this comes up at Havdalah, right? Most people use clothes in Havdalah. So for Ashkenazim, it's not such a nafkamina, because Ashkenazim anyway make a Bari Minei B'Samim on Havdalah no matter what the bracha is. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Sadi Zayin Aleph that's because we don't want to confuse people. Ashkenazim aren't so smart. They can't figure out, is this Atzei B'Samim, there is Isfei B'Samim. It's not like Sephardis, right? No. Everybody knows what brachas you make on these things. But Ashkenazim, we don't know these things. So we always make a Minei B'Samim because that works. So on clothes, okay, so we'll make a Mori Minei B'Samim. Now, it's actually not so pashut because, like I said before, if you understand the rush the way I said the rush, so then Minei B'Samim doesn't even work, right? Because if the whole objection to the rush is that he thinks that the Lashon of Borei implies that Hashem made this for this Hana, and this is primarily not used for this Hana, then even a Borei Minei B'Samim doesn't work. So we Paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins against that. The Shulchan Aruch says that Borei Minei B'Samim always works. You have to say then that the Rush didn't like Bori Minei B'Samim because he thought that Nosin Riach Tov B'Peros is a more meduyik bracha. It's not that Borei, he didn't have any objection with Borei. He thought that this is more meduyik. Anyway, now, what is the difference, by the way, between cloves and cinnamon? Why does the Mishnah Berurah say cinnamon? For sure, you should make Borei and Nosin Riach Tov B'Peros. But cloves, he's unsure, so he says, make a Bari Minei B'Samim. So the difference, sounds like the difference, is that nobody eats cloves plain. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. As if you took a clove and you ate it, it would be like a peppercorn, right? What bracha do you make on a peppercorn if you eat a dry peppercorn? Right? Peppercorns, pilpilin. Pilpilin yavesta. Right? So nobody eats them. Right, nobody eats those dried peppercorns, and likewise, nobody eats plain cloves. Whereas cinnamon, you would make a bracha if you ate them plain, or at least with other things. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion Yud Beis, he writes that there's actually a debate even by cinnamon. The Alter Rebbe holds that cinnamon isn't a pri because you don't eat it plain. In other words, you don't eat, he's not sure, he says, yesh lefakfek, hein legabe cinnamon, vehein legabe, sorry, tziporen is cloves, sheharei nechalim ketavlin bilvad. There's nobody eats plain cinnamon, nobody eats plain cloves, therefore he thinks maybe you shouldn't say a nosin riach tov beperos. But the other achronim, which the Mishnah Berurah accepts, holds that cinnamon and sugar, you wouldn't eat cinnamon plain, but you eat, let's say, cinnamon with sugar, or like a cinnamon candy or something like that. So therefore, you would make a nosin riach tov beperos for cinnamon, but misafik a bari minei b'samim on cloves. Now, what about the Rush or the Shulchan Aruch? The Rush and the Shulchan Aruch both held that even on cloves you make nosin riach tov beperos. So the answer is that since they're eaten, they're a pri. Doesn't matter if you eat it as a spice or on its own. These achronim say, no, maybe to be a pri, you have to eat it on its own. Parenthetically, I'm not sure the answer to this, but there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah, both with respect to cloves and cinnamon, concerning their metzias. Because concerning cloves, he writes over here in the Shaar Tzion that they're not even mixed with other things like sugar, as opposed to cinnamon, which is mixed with sugar. That's why he writes is the difference. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Beis, Pei Tes, he writes that you do mix cloves with sugar and you'd make a bracha of Hadama. And in Reish Beis, Ayin Tes. Reish Beis Pei Aleph, he writes that you'd make a bracha on cinnamon even if you eat it plain. So it's a shtickle stira about the Metzius and the Mishnah Berurah about this. Al Kopanim, so what do you do? Halach L'maisa. On cloves and cinnamon, according to the Mechaber, Atzei B'Samim, right? And that's not Azurululu, not Aksibisanen. No sin reach tov beperos. And that would be true for Sfardim, whether you make it during the week or Havdalah, right? According to Ashkenazim, we would make a Bore Mine Bisamen for Havdalah. And during the week, according to Mechaber, according to Shulchan Aruch, you'd make a Nosim Yach Tov B'Peros. Now, but then the Mishnah Berurah says that there are achronim that say that are mefakfek for cloves, so then you should make a Mineh B'Samim for cloves, which is good, because then you make it for Avdala anyway, a Mineh B'Samim. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes over there in Hilchos Avdala that it's better to make a use something that the bracha is Mineh B'Samim for Avdala in general, because it's, you know, it's not ideal to make the wrong bracha on your B'Samim. Now, let's say I use a Hadassim for Avdala, right? So the correct bracha for Hadassim is Atzei B'Samim. So it's not ideal because I'm making the wrong bracha. It's true, if I do it, then I get to make the wrong bracha, to make the generic bracha. It's not ideal. Fine. And again, for if you follow the Mechaber, Maran, so then you would make, for cloves and cinnamon, you'd always make Nosin Reach Tov B'Peros. Now, it's sort of interesting, I thought, because if I would have thought, like Rav Avadia would say, you should follow Maran over here, the Mechaber, but he doesn't. Rav Avadia says, it's saw this in Halacha Brura, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that on cloves you should make Borei Atzei B'Samim against the Mechaber, and also cinnamon sticks, you should make Atzei B'Samim against the Mechaber. And then he says that that's if they're whole, but if it's ground cinnamon or ground cloves, so then you should make Borei Mineh B'Samim. And he also doesn't pass in like the Mechaber by herbs, like mint, right? Like we said, according to Rosh, according to Mechaber, for mint you should say Nosein Reach Tov L'Peros. According to the Maram, you would say Isvei B'Samim. But Rav Avadia, this is in Chazon Avadia Amud Shin Chaf Aleph. And there's also the Psak of Sefer Vizos Avracha, page 173. You make Isvei B'Samim on mint. I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought it was a little surprising, Epis, that he didn't paskin like the Mechaber over here. Ayin Shem. Okay. So now let's talk about what to do if it's la'achlo ulehariach. La'achlo ulehariach. So I guess here we actually have to get back to that Sugya Nun Gimel Med Aleph and talk a little bit about what do you do when something is omeid, not omeid lariach, right? So the Gemara basically says over there that when it's omeid lariach, you make a bracha, right? And if it's lav l'recha hu davida, then you don't make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha on mugmar, that's to perfume the clothing. And the Gemara says, even though you make a bracha, if you enter a chanus shel bosem, you would make a bracha. That's because the storekeeper like wants it to smell good, so people will buy there, right? Ki hechi de nerchu inshi v'nesu v'nizbon minei. Maybe if it was a factory, you wouldn't make the bracha because then nobody buys from the factory. So this idea of the Gemara could be understood in two ways that are fundamentally different. One way to understand it is that the Gemara over here is talking about when you're not mechavein lahariach, right? I go ahead, I walk into the town. The town is full of perfume makers, people perfuming their clothing Motzei Shabbos. It smells so wonderful. And the Gemara says I don't make a bracha stam when I walk into this town. But if I'm mechavein lariach, avabe make a bracha, so l'hanas melam azab lo bracha. That's option A. Option B is no. The Gemara says you're pater across the board. Even if you're mechavein lariach, you're pater, because the bailam or koiveya, whether this is a cheftza shell smell, that's tone bracha. Right? You need the cheftza. Just like, again, like we saw from the Rambam, it has to have an ikker. So, and this shaila is the similar shaila comes up when you have peros that are omeid lachila. When do you make a bracha on that? And what's a din if you're ochel mariach? So let's start with Ritva and our sugya. Ritva mem gemal beis writes, "Hai man demorach beesroga o bechavusha mevarech baruch shenasem meach tov beperos perosh ve'af al pishikar lachila v'lo avid l'recha." Kevan shemiskaven lahariach lemarich. You make a bracha because you're miskaven lahariach, But if you're not miskaven lariach, afal pishim riach minena, eno mevarich, el b'midi d'avid l'reicha, k'nuchach l'kaman. Says the Ritva, if it's avid l'reicha, you make a bracha even if you're not mechavin lariach. If it's lo avid l'reicha, like a fruit, then you only make a bracha if you're mechavin lariach. Good, that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva is not mechalik when you're eating it or not eating it. Sort of sounds like it doesn't matter if you're eating it or not. If you're mechavin lariach, you make a bracha. If you're not mechavin lariach, you don't make a bracha. If you look on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, he clarifies a little bit. He writes over there, "V'af agav demiriach demorach be'esroga mivarach shenasim riach tov." So even though the Gemara over here says that things that aren't meant to smell, you don't make a bracha, but by esrog you do make a bracha. Hasam b'shalok hu adas ken lahariach. That's when you take it with das lahariach. Aval misha ochlo veriach bo. But if you're eating it and you happen to smell it, or even you intend to smell it, so then you don't make a bracha. And the same thing with besamim lahavir azuama, you don't make a bracha. And then he says, v'yesh mishomer, dekol sheniskavin lariach, then you do make a bracha. So besamim lahavir asaruach, es azuama, today, osin the ritva, why do you make a bracha if you're mechavin lariach? So let's summarize, what did the ritva say? The ritva said that by esro, if you eat it and you're meriach memela, no bracha on the reich. If you take it lechatchila to eat it and to smell it, then you do make a bracha. If you take it to eat it and then you smell it afterwards and you say, this is good, and mechavin lariach, you don't make a bracha. By besamim lahavir azuama, it depends. If you're mechavin lariach, yesh omrim mevarich, and yesh omrim that you're not mevarich. Now, what does he mean when he says, if you take it lechatchila to eat, and then you're mechaving to smell, then, well, let's say differently. If you're mechaving lechatchila to smell the fruit, you do make a bracha, right? That's for sure, according to Ritva. But by lehavir asar zuama, he's mesupik. So what's the difference between the two? In both cases, why don't I say that mestama, it's not omed lahariach. So if you think that lahaviyah zuama, even if you're mechavin, you don't make a bracha, so the same thing should be true by fruit. So it could be that the reason is because you didn't designate the fruit for non-smelling. Stama, a fruit, is la'achila. But if you also have in mind to be nana, so then it's for both, and you make a bracha. Whereas lahavir zuama, you designated it for non-hana, just silicus ahezek, right? It's just like you're learning now, Aaron, in Amir al-Nachri. It's the same chiluk, right? So it's just about silicus ahezek. So therefore, since you designated it for non-hana, so he's mesupik if kavana makes any difference. Not kavana of the bialim, but kavana of the person smelling it, right? Whereas by fruit, It was mistama going for achila, but it wasn't designated for non-reach. So therefore, kavana works. Okay, that's the Ritva's view, very complicated view. The Rush by fruits is much more simpler. He writes in Ches Gimel that if you smell it and you intend to be nana from the reach, if you eat it and you intend to make a hana from the reach, then you make a bracha. And if you eat it, but you don't intend to make to get hana from the reach, then you don't make a bracha. Tosfos' view on our sugya, Mem Gimel Amud Beis Dimaskel Chai, is unclear. It's hard to read. He writes, if you're dafka, if you're meriach, the esrog, mevarech, and if you're eating, you don't make a bracha. What's unclear from Tosfos is, does he disagree with the Rosh or not? In other words, you can read Tosfos in one of two ways. Tosfos thinks that anytime you eat it, you don't make a bracha on the smell, whether or not you're mechaving to be nana. Or Tosfos means that if you're eating it and you didn't smell it, you don't make a bracha, or you didn't intend to smell it. But if you're mechaving lahariach, then even if you're eating it, you also make a bracha, like the Rosh said. All right, so let's think about it. What are these two tzadim in Tosfos, or in general? Right, what's the tzad that anytime you're eating it, you don't make a bracha? Even if you're machavin lahariach, right? L'chora, the pshat is that the ikar is poter es atafel. That's one way to say it. In other words, since I'm making a bari priyaitz and I'm, right, again, what are we trying to ask? Answer. Why is it, if you read Tosos, the first option, right, that he's disagreeing with the Rosh. So what does Tosos hold? If I pick up an esrog with intention to smell, I make a bracha. If I pick up an esrog with intention to eat and with intention to smell, I don't make a bracha. Why not? Why don't I make a bracha on the smell in that case? So two ways to say it. One way to say it is ikar potras atafel, meaning to say that I made the bracha, the ikar hanan, this is what? The eating. Eating's also always ikar with respect to smell. So ikar potras atafel. I made that the bracha of bari priyei, it's potras the hana of from the reich as well. The second way to understand it is no. It's a different vart. It's more of the chafta-oriented vart that we said before, right? Which is what? That this is designated now as fruit for eating, right? Anytime you have something that's designated as fruit for eating, so memela, it doesn't get a bracha. It's only when you designate it as smelling fruit that you'd make a bracha. So if you're just smelling it, so then you're designating it as smelling fruit and you make a bracha. But if you're eating it, then it doesn't make a bracha. In other words, what's the difference between these two tzadim, right? The difference between these two tzadim are, is the pshat that according to Tosis, you don't make a bracha because it doesn't need a bracha or because you're making a bracha? Right, the first tzad, Ikar Potas Atafel, says it needs a bracha, and you made a bracha on it. You don't make a Nosin Reach Tov Beperos, you made a Bari Priyait, which covers this. According to the second tzad, it doesn't need a bracha, because unless it's designated for smelling, it doesn't get a bracha, and this is designated for eating. So even if you're Mechamin L'Riach, you don't make a bracha. Okay, well, let's stop here. So Be'ezus Hashem Thursday will also work on Birkas HaReach, I guess, and next week we'll start with Ikar Potas Atafel. We'll continue with this topic about fruits, and then we'll talk about Esrog Shel Mitzvah, about fruits. It's very important to read the Gra Reish Tes Zayin Dalad to try to figure out what Tosos holds. And then you should read the Bir Halacha on that also, and also the Chazon Ish, if you have a chance. Big debate, how to learn Tosfos with many, many important nafkaminas. So work on that certainly before next time. Next time we'll also talk about roses. We'll talk about synthetic smells, which are very common nowadays. If we have a chance, we'll talk about Shemen and Hadas. Talk about the halachas of Avdala. Do you have to switch hands? That comes up in our sugya. We'll talk about musk and the lily yarday if we have a chance. I don't know if we'll have a chance, but I assume you did it already with every leavewood, so we don't need to do it again. But if we have a chance, we'll talk about it. A lot of very interesting things. We could talk about musk and the kashrus. I don't know how far we're going to get. We're going to run out of time before then. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Shkayach.
Can I ask you a few questions?
A few questions, because I have mincha soon, but you can ask a few questions.
Will we mincha do 30?
Yeah.
Then I can't ask you any questions.
You do. You have 3 minutes.
No. I don't want to make you late.
I'll go downstairs while we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, number one, in no particular order, Rav Mantel once was giving a shiur and he explained that kinamon is not cinnamon. This is more or less what you're saying. But the word, our cinnamon is what's called canelia, which I think is the Spanish word for cinnamon. And agav, even though the word kinamon is the word for cinnamon, it's just different pronunciations, often there's semantic drift with things like this. So, for example, the word for purple comes from Latin, but in Latin, purpurea means more like a reddish purple rather than what we call purple. This happens many times that words, I mean, you can say it's the same word, but it can change meaning over time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Okay. In fact, I was just learning with my nephew. We're learning Truma
Shemata. So, in other words, you're saying that there is something called cinnamon that's not what we call cinnamon.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's exactly what we said.
Yeah. But it was just,
fascinating. Okay, good. Thank you for the hara. Go ahead.
Okay, number two, I'm puzzled about the idea that we're only have problems with Asur Lahinos Menom B'li Bracha for things which the Mechachomim were Mesakin Brachos for. That's somewhat circular, because if they hadn't been Mesakin any Brachos at all, then no one would have the problem of doing that.
No, it's not circular, because
it's only circular if you say that the motivation for the initial institution of racha, then there would be an iser even before.
I'm afraid the conversation is breaking up. I can't make out what you're saying.
Though, again, there are chonim that disagree that an onen doesn't make a bracha. An onen might have to wash netilas yadayim, but he doesn't have to make a bracha, and that's because there's no independent iser besides the mitzvah. Again, it's a big machlokas at this point. Take a look at the tshuva from Shlomo Zalman on the topic, if you want. I don't remember where it is offhand. We saw it earlier. I could let you know.
Okay.
Because they just started.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to call me. Call
this year. Bye.